Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's been a few days since the Fox News debate between California Governor Gavin Newsom and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's also a Republican presidential candidate. The debate was moderated by conservative host Sean Hannity, and it was billed as a red state versus blue state debate. If you watch, you know that it was full of one-liners, a lot of arguing, a lot of talking over each other on a long list of issues. Both governors claim victory. Both parties believe that they came out on top. By now, you've probably heard a lot of the sound bites from this debate. So we're going to move past the zingers and dig into the rhetoric through a California lens, notably for Governor Newsom. The big question that we're going to dig into is why. Why did both agree to this debate? And what did they each get out of it? Here is what each governor had to say moments after the debate.
Like, I know some of these Republican debates, and when you have eight people up there, it's hard to do a really good debate. Then they did seven. And I didn't get a question for the first 25 minutes. And then we did one where we only had five. It was a little bit better. Maybe this next one will be less. But I do think there's something to have a one-on-one debate, 90 minutes. You can cover more ground. You'd be able to make more points. I don't think Joe Biden will ever debate again. I don't think he's willing to do it. And I don't think Donald Trump will ever debate again. I don't think he's willing to do it. So if you're not willing to debate, then you shouldn't be running. You should show up and do it. So I'd love to debate Donald Trump. I'll debate Biden. I'll debate any of these people because ultimately the future of the country is at stake.
I didn't expect it to be, you know, a hand-holding exercise. I mean, I'm on Fox News. This is Fox News, hardwired with a point of view and a bias that's well expressed, this doom loop of Fox News, every single night. And you have their most popular conservative host, and you've got a candidate who's platformed on Fox every other night. So what do you expect? I wasn't expecting cookies and cream.
Joining us today are two veterans of the Sacramento political world. Republican Rob Stutzman is a political strategist and former deputy chief of staff for Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Democrat Robin Swanson is also a political strategist and served as the communications director for the Speaker of the California State Assembly. Thank you both for being here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so it's been like 4 days or 4 or 5 days. You've had time to let this marinate. You know, from each of your perspectives, what did each governor gain from participating in a debate like this? Rob, I'll start with you.
Well, their incentive is different than most debates because they're not trying to persuade, you know, swing voters. They're each playing to their base. So DeSantis, who is having trouble, is losing traction in the Republican nomination field, had an opportunity to be on Fox News prime time, and he wanted to own a lib. So that's what he tried to do. And for Newsom, he gets to play to future primary voters, Democrat primary voters, if he were to run, showing that he can be someone who can fight against a conservative bully like DeSantis. So from that objective, I think they probably each got out of it what they were looking for. Mm.
Robin, I don't recall a debate like this ever happening before. I mean, how are you reflecting on what happened on Thursday?
Well, I do think, you know, Governor Gavin Newsom really didn't have a lot to lose going into this. He went into a stacked deck. Clearly, he went on Fox News. And I do think Ron DeSantis had more to lose because this was his audience. I haven't seen anything like this before, except for, in some ways, it was so anachronistic. It was unusual in that, you know, neither of these people are likely to be the candidates in 2024 for president. But it was predictable in that it was three white males. It was a Republican in a red tie and a Democratic in a blue tie. And it was very Fox News, just straight out of the playbook. So in some ways, it felt not 2023 to me. I would have rather have seen Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris. I would have rather seen former Governor Nikki Haley. I would have rather seen just interesting and different voices that reflect the reality that is 2023. And this to me felt very 1960.
Mm. Okay, so going back to like 1960s, just, you know, vibes, yeah, there, and also how each governor was really playing to their bases. What did the country gain from witnessing and taking in a debate like this, Rob?
Well, nothing. You know, there's a clamoring for other choices with voters than having Biden-Trump rematch. In fact, that's a very unpopular proposition. So what you saw on stage the other night was an alternative proposition, even a younger generation for both parties. But there was very little about it that was appealing, I think, to the part of the country that really wants some different options. So to that extent, what the voters get out of that is possibly to consider that the parties can't offer you something better than what you're getting if you don't like the Biden-Trump rematch. So, you know, I don't know. I think there's going to be people who still start to continue to look beyond the parties for something else because the parties are not satisfying what the demand is for right now in the public square.
Looking at Republican voters, you know, particularly in California, I mean, Governor Newsom hammered DeSantis on his polling numbers nationally, and they haven't really fared that well. It's been on a downward trajectory in California, according to like the most recent Berkeley IGS poll. Back in February, DeSantis was actually leading former President Trump among California likely Republican voters. You look at October, that is now flipped and done a 180. What's happening here when it comes to California Republicans?
Well, the same thing is happening to Republicans nationally, which is they are consolidating around the former president, and they have been drawn to his side by the legal challenges that he faces. Challenges, I mean, why sugarcoat indictments? But so the irony is, and this is what's so frustrating, I think, for people that, you know, don't want Trump to be president again, is that as he has been held accountable or potentially held accountable by the judicial system, it has actually cleaved stronger support to him amongst Republican voters, including Republican voters in California.
Hmm. Robin, what stands out to you about that? I mean, I know you're a Democratic strategist,
yeah,
but looking at the Republican Party and how it's changed in just a matter of, you know, 6 to 7 months.
Well, I mean, I think it's remarkable that Donald Trump is still 50 points ahead of all of his opponents in the Republican primary. And I was listening to your program earlier and heard Liz Cheney, you know, talking about her potential candidacy. And so I think Republicans are looking for viable alternatives because it's, I think, still shocking to so many of us as observers that he is the candidate to beat for Republicans. Just in returning to the debate a little bit, I think what lives on from the debate are sort of the one-liners and the zingers, and that's what's going to be used over and over again on social media. But if you look at that debate in context of the previous Republican debates, which had 12 million people watching, this debate had less than 5 million people watching. And I was looking and it looked like The Golden Bachelor had 6 million people watching and the same night. So, you know, that debate itself isn't going to stand the test of time, but those zingers are going to outlive that. And maybe outlive the Golden Bachelor. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, how did this benefit Governor Newsom? Was this like a highlight reel for him?
I think a little bit. I think he did it because he could. And honestly, like, he went into enemy territory. I think it was a little bit of bravado that he went and did that. And I do think he rallies the base for Joe Biden. So although I don't believe in any shape that his base is watching Fox News. So, again, it's the highlight reel that the Newsom folks are going to walk away with on that.
And if there's a downside for Newsom, I think it's this. We know now that more people are disapproving than approving of his job performance. And there seems to be an exasperation that there's big problems here that he got dinged for in that debate that aren't getting fixed. And he's running around the world, literally, if not the country, trying to raise his national profile. So I think there's a sense voters want to see him do the day job. He returned the next day to see the legislative analyst project a $58 billion deficit for next year. So at some point, I think Newsom does have to consider, is he hurting himself politically and whittling away political capital that he's going to need to do some tough things on the governing front in California? And if he's going to be a president someday, he needs some good turnaround stories here. And it's not going to be easy to do.
Given that there were, you know, some 5 million people who tuned into this debate, I mean, do you think one of them was former President Trump, Rob?
Oh, you know, Trump was watching. He can't help but watch.
And what about President Biden? I mean, you know, Newsom, the governor, said that he was there to really push the Biden-Harris record, you know, that he is an advocate, he is a mouthpiece, a surrogate of the party, of the administration. Is Governor Newsom the cheerleader that, you know, Biden and Harris can't be at the moment?
I do think he brings to the table progressive voters that Joe Biden can't necessarily cater to right now as he's working to appeal to a broader audience. So I think there's that piece of it. And I think, you know, Gavin Newsom, opportunity, meeting chance, meeting preparation, you know, he is preparing for a run eventually, but he very much is in the Biden and Kamala Harris corner for now, because that's what, you know, that's what's the ticket's looking like in 2024.
You know, optics do play a role in all of this, presentation, demeanor, cadence. You know, who do you think did better between the two?
I think they were both unlikable. let me put this. I mean, Frank Bruni, so liberal columnist, New York Times, described Newsom as toxic smugness. I don't think that's the New York Times review that the Newsom team was looking for. So you do have to, you can fight for your base and maybe win a slugfest like that. But I think both those candidates have to step back and take a look. Are we really presenting ourselves as likable, empathetic people that are deserving to be on national tickets?
I actually think the big winner came out of that was Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
And I think that's because Ron DeSantis did not look like a grown-up in that room.
Yep.
I think she looks like a grown-up compared to him, and that she was sitting back, relaxing, and enjoying that show that he, I think, failed epically at.
Agree.
Yeah. Do either of you want to watch a debate like this again?
No, please.
No.
Well, you know, but it could have been substantive. This is what's really disappointing is, and not that we had this expectation, but there are like legitimate red state, blue state policies, you know, governing principles that could be discussed. And obviously Sean Hannity was not going to offer that type of substantive forum.
Well, and Sean Hannity kept saying he didn't want to be the hall monitor, but that's the job. That is the entire job of being a moderator,
yeah.
Is to allow the audience to actually hear somebody's perspective, which was really difficult to do when two men were shouting over each other.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with two Sacramento political strategists, Robin Swanson and Rob Stutzman, about the DeSantis-Newsom debate, which happened last Thursday on Fox News. You know, looking ahead, we're rounding the quarter very quickly to a big year, 2024, and a presidential election. Do you see any scenario as it stands now where it would not be Biden-Trump in 2024?
Oh, I still think, you know, the aforementioned Nikki Haley, I think, has a 25-30% chance still through the nomination process. I mean, there's steps to that I could go into. But no, the Republican nomination is not completely locked yet for Trump. But obviously, unless Joe Biden were to step aside willingly or forced to through circumstance, he's clearly going to be the Democrat nominee.
I mean, I hope for the sake of our country that the Republicans find someone other than Trump, even if that candidate is harder to beat, just for the sake of democracy. I will say that Ron DeSantis did not look very presidential, but I think Donald Trump is the least presidential president that we have ever had. So, you know, far be it for me to say to count out Donald Trump, because he still somehow is trouncing everybody else in the polls. So I'm afraid that that's the ticket that we're stuck with.
Do you think Governor Newsom, I mean, he has denied this repeatedly, but that he is a shadow candidate for President Biden?
Listen, he has to be President Biden's biggest cheerleader. And I think if anybody understands that, it's President Biden, who was in the wings for a very long time. And he is preparing for an eventual run, but not in 2024.
Yeah, and this also follows, I mean, some pretty high-profile trips to China, also hosting APEC. And then you also have this debate against Governor DeSantis. This all happened within, you know, maybe 6 weeks of each other. I mean, is that just a coincidence, or is that kind of building a momentum and kind of a profile on a national stage?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely building a national profile, and understandably so. It's a very short list of candidates who could be president of the United States, and he is one of them. So he has to honor that, and he has to, you know, follow those instincts. And he's gotten some really big opportunities under his belt in the last couple of months. And, you know, I don't think anybody is holding that against him for taking those opportunities.
I would say maybe the voters here are. Now, you can say, what does that matter? It's not like he's going to get recalled again or could ever be beat by a Republican. But I do think I agree with Robin. He's done a good job of raising his profile in a lot of ways. Very effective. But there's still the day job, and the day job's going to get really hard. And he's about 18 months from being a lame duck governor. And so it's going to be hard to excel at both things at once. There's very few models where that can be done. You kind of have to choose.
Finally, do you think, you know, when it comes to debates that don't involve politicians that are running for the same office, do you think this is going to happen again? That this is the start of something?
With DeSantis,
just because they're not running against each other, and they took a debate stage. I mean, do you think this could happen with other, you know, with other governors or people in elected office?
You know, and there's actually, Robin cited the '60s earlier. This would happen more in the '60s, where there would be just debates between folks. Reagan debated, I can't remember who, but before he was even governor. So if we're going to continue to do this, then let's just get to a healthier format, which means it's probably not the Hannity show. you know, we need to get the firing line or something where it can be more civil and substantive. But I think it'd be great if we could get to that substance level for the country to see these debates.
I think it can happen in a non-election year, but we're about to enter an election year. So I think that's going to narrow the field a lot. And these sort of asymmetrical wish list debates are not going to happen in 2024. But, you know, maybe after. I don't know.
Well, Robin and Rob, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That was fun. Robin Swanson and Rob Stutzman are political strategists with an intense focus on the California lens based in Sacramento. And they're providing analysis of the Governor Newsom, Governor DeSantis debate, which happened on Fox News last week. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.